Cowboys in the way, Jamie.
Great Scott! I shall need the need for speed.
Cowabunga, dude! You're a wizard, Harry.
Welcome to the When Harry Met Movies podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Harry Met Movies podcast with Harry Met Dad.
Hi, Harry, how are you?
Good.
Good. So, when you tell the listeners about our lovely little show?
Basically, Dad showed me films from his childhood and we review them.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And this week's, well, this is the first of the new month, which is your birthday month.
So what? Yeah, it's my L.
So what film is it we're doing?
Toy Story 1, which released in
1995.
How old do you be that, Dad? I actually don't know the name because I can't figure out.
About 15.
Did you watch it at the cinema, do you remember?
I think so, yeah. So, how do we always start the show?
I give Dad a number 5 to review the film.
What?
Because it's my month, even, you know, it's not April yet. You'll be giving me.
To recap the film, so I am going to give you 2.
Because I gave you 1 because it tossed through 1, but okay.
No, I'm going to give you 2, being nice.
Basically, the film's about a toy. Okay, the film's about a kid who gets a new toy, and another favourite toy is jealous.
What's the big thing about the toys?
That they're alive. But you wouldn't really say that in the cover, would you?
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
They would have been trailer as well. I'll give you some film facts about this. So it came out in 1995, it's an hour and 21 minutes long.
It's a 3D animated film?
It was made for $30 million. It made $394 million.
That's
worldwide. Not surprisingly, it was number 1 at the box office for the year, followed by Apollo 13, Batman Forever, Pocahontas, and Ventura Nature Calls, which I think is the second one. So initially, Buzz was going to be voiced by Billy Crystal, was one of it, who plays Mike Wazowski in Monsters Inc. And he kind of regretted not doing it. So then he said to him, "If anything else comes up," and obviously he then became Mike Wazowski, which is probably a better role for him.
Yeah.
Now, Barbie was meant to be in the film, but Mattel pulled it at the last minute. They decided not to use it, thinking it might not be good for the character.
Oh, could you imagine that? Like, oh, this won't make us that much money. Looks like a couple of weeks later, it has been like almost £1 million.
And then obviously it went on to be massive sex cult, and they put Barbie in the second.
Yeah, is she in the third one too?
Yeah, she's in it from then on.
Hi, Oki Barbie.
To get how the soldiers walked with the things on the feet, they actually tie pieces of wood to the feet and walked around like that to get the movements. Disney wanted this to be a musical, but Pixar stood fast on the thing. The plot was very different originally, they've changed an awful lot to it.
Yeah, because originally, was it? I think Woody was more like a basic jerk. It was a lot more difficult than that.
The toys, you obviously can buy all the toys from a film.
Merchandise.
Very famously, manufacturers didn't realise how popular it was going to be.
Didn't make
Buzz Lightyear.
I hear about that. How it
became like a big thing that you just couldn't get hold of a Buzz Lightyear. And it was most like in-demand toy for about Christmas. And they actually reference it in the second film.
Even though I'm false, like, you know, Woody, did that make Woody?
Just Buzz was more popular as a spaceman, so
Buzz
Lightyear.
All the
toys were available other than actually Slinky Dog.
I still have my Buzz Lightyear, my Toy Story toys somewhere.
No, I don't think I gave it to a charity shop.
Yeah, I can't remember. But I remember having Slinky.
Just stated it's the first completely
3D animated film.
Computer
which
generated.
Which it still holds up shockingly well.
So, lots of questions.
How old is it, like?
We've switched just up a bit now. I ask you a question, you ask me a question.
Wait, how old is the film?
Almost 30 years.
Jeez.
30 years next year. Would you recommend it?
Yes. If you're a computer loving fan, like us film, yeah. Who would you punch, Dad?
Not counting Sid.
Anyone, I don't care.
Well, it's Sid then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Would you pay to see this at the
cinema? Yes. Worst effect.
I think it is. I think, like you said, I think yeah. it holds up really well. I think there is a, maybe the animation isn't as crisp as it is now, but
yeah,
like, it's almost 30 years
maybe
old.
Maybe like a lot of the, like, the backgrounds are a bit less detailed, maybe some of the humans don't look better. But even then, it's still just...
Humans aren't as good, I'll give you that.
But even then...
They look more computer generated than they do.
Yeah, but the toys over there are, like...
Does it hold up?
Yes. Favourite scene? Wait, is that a safe scene?
Favourite scene. I like the bit where they have to get to the truck at the end.
Yeah.
And I like the bit where I like the line where Woody shouting across to the toys from Sid's room and he says, "Hey Buzz, give me your hand," and he chucks with someone else. I think that's a really clever joke. What would you like from the films?
Oh, I'm trying not to think of any of the toys. I would like the racing car. I'd be like that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, most iconic scene. Now,
either to Infinity and Beyond.
For me.
Or where he shouts at him and says, "You're just a toy."
There's I think it's not an iconic scene for me, but it's an iconic song for me.
Song? What?
You've Got a Friend in Me.
Yeah, possibly, but...
That song is just...
Favourite character?
Probably Mr. Potato Head. He's really funny, isn't it? Saddest moment?
Saddest moment?
When you think Buzz is going to get blown up.
No. Is that the saddest moment? Maybe. But I don't think I ever thought he was going to get blown up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, maybe when the back car runs out of its battery.
Yeah.
And drives off, and you kind of think, well, this isn't that bad, is it?
Which kind of brings up a big thing. If a toy has batteries, does that just mean when that battery dies, it dies? How do you kill them?
I think they can still move, but you can't go at fast speed.
How do you kill the toys?
Let's talk about films, then.
I just really think this is one of my, like, the best films. It came out in, like, the past. I think it's just, like, it's funny. I think a lot of the scenes are clever, how they do them. Like, the ones, like, the soldiers, and, like, how they, like, they kind of get stepped on, and then, like, they say no man left behind, and you see them, like, all the guns move, and then, like, you know how, like, I think when Punch got stepped on, was it? You see a medic, and it actually gets fixed. I imagine, like, and he's like, oh, but his toy just next day is fixed. Like, so that's actually just so weird. It's like, I can actually kind of imagine things being alive now. It's like a figure's moving at night.
It's a clever concept, isn't it, the film?
Yeah. Was it done before this, or do you know? Because you are a big film person.
What?
Was this concept done before this film?
No. Not that I know of. I suppose there's probably bits where toys have been alive, but not...
When did that...
Not to this concept where it's like... They're alive. They consciously stay still when they're born. It's about the toys. It's maybe there's like horror films where toys come alive and stuff, like Chucky.
Creepy.
But not like this. I think this has been so clever. It taps into the child's imagination, doesn't it?
Though? Yeah.
Because obviously, when you play with toys, you imagine they're alive.
Yeah, like how they have a meat and all that.
And then this kind of plays into that. Obviously, there's a lot of questionable things. There's a big grey area in it, which is...
Oh, you mentioned this, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, shush. Buzz
doesn't think he's a toy, but he doesn't move when Andy's in the room.
I have a wild theory. It's that it's just a natural instinct for them. If they see a human, they have to freeze. Because, like, when he... If he knows if he's alive, why is it when he's in the box he's not moving? You know what I mean? I think it's just a natural...
Maybe he's not activated until he comes out of the box.
Being no, because when they put him on the... when he's out of his box, Andy must have opened the box to see the toy.
Yeah, so this is what I mean, is it?
I think it's just a natural instinct for them. Like, because, like, you know, we're animals, some of them run, some of them, like, fall, is it fight, flay, or something, or freeze.
Fight or fly.
Yeah. Maybe it's that. Oh, I've got another iconic scene.
Cool.
The claw.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. That'd be, I think that's become like an iconic moment, as in like the saying and stuff as well.
The claw.
It's like if you go to like an amusement arcade and there's one of those, you say it in
the head. Yeah, the claw chooses who can go and who shall stay.
Who are you then? Who do you prefer?
Who, what do you mean? Woody.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm sorry, but I'm not a big Buzz fan. I think they're both cool characters, but I think Woody's just like really cool how he like moves around. It also, if he's he'd be like wool, isn't he? How the heck is he standing up?
No, wood.
Is he? Because he's got fluff inside him, hasn't it?
Is he made of wood or is he made?
No, because he gets.
I think he's made from wood.
He gets cut open and stuff. Is he fluffy?
No, yeah, I think his head's made from wood.
Yeah. It's been never.
Or it'd be like plastic, and then his body's made from is like
fluff, yeah, like sewing.
Yeah.
How the heck does he stand up? I'm sorry, if his head must weigh more than body.
It's just
how it is. Like with like Miss Potato Head, I can see how. Oh, I love Miss Potato Head in this. He's just so funny. He's like one of them like falls down. And he's like, well, he's dead.
Yeah, he's quite sarcastic and dry, isn't it? His humour.
Yeah, which is just. Also, like, I think, what is it? Does he not get hit, like, maybe Rex's tail and he just falls apart? Is that not in the second film? I'm not sure.
It's a very blurred thing, isn't it, when you think of all those stories?
Oh, I've just remember seeing at the end of the film.
Cool.
It's when, like, because every time, they, like, Christmas and stuff, or, like, what is it? Like, birthdays, they always, like, video to see what if there's anything to do with horror. And, like, it says, and he's like, Miss Potato Head, Mrs. Potato Head. And he gets it, and then it says, and they said a puppet, and they all just totally look shot. Like, I don't blame them, do you?
Which thing of a bad guy?
I don't. I like Sid because he's crazy. Things I love. I like her, his little sister, because he torments them, and he's literally getting scared to death.
Gets his comeuppance, doesn't he?
Yeah. Also, he must need therapy, or he definitely is just not okay for the rest of his life. I mean.
Right, because he likes to take things apart.
No, just because he gets scared, he's literally got mentally scarred from that incident. You've got to think about that.
Yeah.
Like, man's traumatised.
This film basically started the whole thing, so if it wasn't for this, you wouldn't get pretty much everything that's on every kid's film now is basically spun from the success of this. Because before this, it wasn't even. It didn't even deem it possible.
Do what?
They've done like 10-minute, 15-minute shorts, but they just didn't think people would be interested in a fully generated film. And obviously, with it being Disney again, their thing was that music in the films. This isn't. It's got a song, but they don't sing the song. It's in the background, like a normal film would be.
Yeah.
And this also was a film where it was one of the first films that played heavily to adults as well as kids, so it was smart enough to know that adults would watch it if it was funny. So it was, like you said, like with Mr. Potato Head stuff. And that's
like Bo Peep and Woody.
Aimed at adults.
And Bo Peep and Woody and all that.
Yeah.
Also, Oliver brings for a good question. My brother Oliver, he brings up a good question. How does he get this rocket? Because he just says, how does he, like, and they're like, yeah, how does this kid get this
rocket? Does it?
So, like, where is their mother? I'm sorry. If your kid up in their room.
I don't think my mum has an awful lot of control over him.
True, man literally has a tall bench in his room. Also, like, you know when, like, Andy changes his whole room? Kid, you're about to move in, like, a month. There's no point doing that. Just take
it. Yeah, but I think it goes over a period of time. It's not, like, minutes, is it? Mm-hmm. But no, it's a very good point. They wouldn't decorate the room to plus light it if he's moving out. But isn't it just the bedding and the curtains they change?
Yeah, posters.
It's not like they decorate the room. They just put new posters up,
which
he's probably got. The bedding he's probably got, because he actually gets the bedding for his birthday. Because someone says bed sheets, and that's obviously what must have been on the bed sheets. Was like here.
Also, there's a little funny bit of Buzz when he's like, because he's like, basically Buzz spots a trailer, like a commercial of him, and Big Man just like has a go, like a crisis in his life, just jumps up a building, and is it not the Gil's sister finds it, and he's like. Kind of lost it in his head, doesn't he?
Yeah, he has a bit of a breakdown.
He's like, I'm Mrs. Nesmith. It's just
because he obviously at this point he believes he's a space ranger, and then he realises he's not a space ranger, but he's right all along.
His whole life just gets flipped. I love that when he's like trying to pretend to be Mrs. Nesbitt and all that. He's just like breaking his like whipping a sticker off. Also, we haven't mentioned the creepy toys.
Come on.
I really like the spotlight, the creepy toys, because you think they're evil, but then they just fix the toys, don't they?
They're just normal toys that he's ripped apart, so it's not, they're not creepy, they just look creepy, which is again is a sort of thing that you don't judge people by how they look.
Oh no, that spider one's creepier, I don't like that one.
Yeah, but that's what it is though, isn't it? It's like, don't judge something by what it looks like.
Also, they don't speak any they don't speak any dialogue except from the spider one, I think, because at the beginning it says mama or something, don't quote me. I'm pretty sure it's...
But I suppose if they've been taken apart and put back together, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah. I can just imagine this kid's just got, like, on these base, just got millions, like, knives.
Probably.
Is Sid, probably.
He does come back as well.
Yeah, the bin man, doesn't he? What people believe, yeah, it's pretty cool. I've run out of juice.
What? You've run out of juice?
Yeah.
Have a drink, then.
That's not juice, that's fruit juice.
What, do you think, so obviously they decided to do this in computer generated thing, like I said, if it wasn't this, you wouldn't get like your Shreks, your Kung Fu Pandas,
I think this did kind of,
and Dragon, Pixar wouldn't be the success it was, we're going to Disneyland and just after this comes out, and there's a whole section that's just Pixar, it wouldn't exist if it wasn't for this film.
I do think it's kind of,
it's literally a game changer.
I do think it's kind of killed hand-drawn animation though. But
over time, yes, but
it's slowly gnawed away at it.
But no, because now what they're doing with, they're using computer generated technology and making it look hand drawn,
like Spider-Verse and all that.
I think what you got to think of, it's not that it's trying to kill hand drawn, it's the fact that they can, as someone that draws, can draw, has got a digital thing to draw on,
like you and Lark now,
you can use your same skill sets, but it's easier to fix things.
Yeah.
So if you drew a cell, as it would have been for film, you're basically going to get rid of a cell, whereas this, you can erase it and redo it and stuff. So it allows more manipulation.
Yeah. Check out
it's
Dad.
More cost-effective, essentially.
Check out Dad's Etsy for some great drawing pictures.
Thank you.
Link it.
So, yeah, there's more flexibility in it that way. So as much as people think it kills it, to start with it, it did, but I think now it's not it's killed it, it's just animators are now adapting to it.
Yeah, because I think I love, like, all this, I could like Rex, because he's just a clumsy one, isn't he? He's trying to be scared, but he's not. Also, like, when they just literally, like, because they don't like Woody, don't they? They just, like, literally execute him, like, they just push him off, saying, you know?
And this is also a perfect example of what I always have an issue with. This, okay, yes, this is now more than one film, but that's not what it was. It's not like it's got an open end. It finishes, you know, they get back with Andy, they're friends. Doesn't need a sequel.
You could have it in a second film.
If it was only ever kept this one, you'd be quite happy. Now the other ones,
the two are good.
Yeah, the fourth one just didn't, is in the wrong place, that's the problem.
And then you can have a fifth one.
Well, hopefully they'll wrap it right.
They'll milk it, the series.
My opinion is, the second one is probably about as good as the first. The third one is the best of the three. The fourth one isn't as good as any of them. And because the third one was so good and wrapped up the story, you didn't need it.
Yeah, because I don't basically how they're going to make it.
But that just shows the popularity of it and the demand for it.
Cause
but now there's a fifth one, so my hope is the fifth one wraps up the whole thing and they leave it there.
I don't get how they can do it, because on the fourth one, Woody basically comes a lost toy.
The belief is that the script has something to do with Andy not being well, the toy discovering this and going to find Woody so they can go and see Andy one last time. Which would sound, as much as it doesn't sound very fun, it sounds very Pixar.
That would be such.
Pixar are very, very good at tapping into emotion and introducing it to children. Basically, they're teaching children about emotions and stuff.
Yeah, inside out.
No, not just inside out, like up, Wall-E. They've all got sad moments. All the films don't shy away from stuff. If you think Finding Nemo at the very beginning, his mum dies and all of his brothers and sisters. And then he gets lost. It's about teaching. Pixar are very good at that.
Is it
especially
bad?
Their early stuff.
Is it bad I've never watched Up?
You've never watched Up?
Not which I can remember, no.
We'll have to watch that next year. If you want to do Pixar month every year until we've run out of Pixar film.
Until we get to the later stuff.
Like, yeah. We'll do Disney month every December. We can do Pixar month every April if you want.
Yeah, because I'm excited to watch to review that and a lot. So, because I don't think any of our nice stuff.
As long as our podcast keeps going. So, would you like to review this one?
So, so we'll see you in like year 2085 then.
What? So, for the listeners, we rate our films out of 5. 5 being the best it's going to be in its sort of type of genre, not necessarily the greatest film, but 4 being a great film, highly recommended, 3 being a recommendation, 2 being maybe if it's on TV, watch it, but I wouldn't rush, 1 being not worthwhile.
I'm going to give.
We don't rate anything 0.
I'm going to give this a 4. I think it's good. But there's one film which I am not going to say, but it's good.
I think it's a 4. I think you would think at the time it's probably a 5, but I think. I would actually argue that the second and third are probably better than it because they're polished. They learn from the first and improve.
I've become.
It gives it a 4 overall, yeah. Which is a great. You know, it's not by any means.
I've become more critical of films
alone
from this podcast. Score.
What's interesting is I'm just looking. I've got the Disney ones just above it. That puts it below quite a few of the Disney films. You know.
Damn it! I'll give it a 5 then. I can't let any of this film win. I'm team Pixar here.
I'm team both. So we usually do a quiz. So this week.
You're going down. It's Toy Story.
We're
1.
Doing Toy Story because obviously the logic is we're going to do the ones from.
That's Toy Story 1.
Both Toy Story.
Okay, I'll win.
Which one do you want?
Well, that one has aliens. That one. Can I be yours?
You want these ones?
Yeah, I want these yours.
Okay. True or false? Ham is a soft toy.
False. Is a piggy bank.
Which toy does Woody send in to spy on Andy's birthday party?
Toy soldiers. Like army men, boss.
Who do the aliens believe is in charge of their vending machine?
Their car.
Which is Sid's? What is Sid's dog called?
Ooh.
Spud, Scud, or Scout?
Is it Spud?
No.
Damn it! What is it?
Scud.
That's such a weird.
What is Molly's Christmas present?
Mrs. Potato Head. What kind of toy is Rex? A dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
Could let me just finish. Which letter did Andy write backwards on the sole of Woody's boot?
N.
Yes!
I had to physically do it then.
What type of body. I should check.
What type of body part?
What badge does Woody wear? There you go.
Sheriff's badge.
He wears a golden ship badge.
Yes, sheriff's badge.
Shaped like a sword. Wrong.
Sheriff's badge.
What is Buzz's temporary identity?
What?
What is Buzz's temporary?
Can I just read it?
No, I'm going to get this to start. Temporary while attending a tea party in Hannah's room.
What's his name?
Yeah, what's his identity?
Mrs. Nesbitt.
Yeah, I can't say that one word.
Temporal. I'm not sure what word is. I'm just reading. What is Buzz's temporary identity?
Yeah, temporary identity. Complete Woody sentence when talking to Sid. We toys see everything. So. Oh, come on. Come on, Dad.
I can't think what he says.
You give up.
Yeah.
So play nice.
Yeah,
fail. Boo.
That's an equal score overall.
Yeah, the ending's good.
So play nice. So recently, where based on Highlander, actually, where we've got 8 characters and we've picked up from Toy Story specifically, but not Buzz or Woody. And we, in the Highlander fashion, there can only be one. We both pick one out and decide which one's the best character. It's like a knockout round between us. And we can argue for whichever one we want when we pull out, but these are the ones that will fight each other. Not fight, but I've got Ham.
Mr. Potato Head. He has more screen time. He's funny.
Mr. or Mrs.
Mr. Potato Head.
Ooh, Ham or Mr. Potato Head. In this one.
No.
If we're going this, we're doing this on Toy Story, because there is characters from Toy Story 2 in this.
Okay, Toy Story no hole then. He's funny in the first film because he gets put in a sandbox. We're spoiling the second and third review, aren't we, here?
Yeah. And he's funny, though. Like, when he's doing a computer game and he's
But I think Mr. Pickhead, he's got more...
Yeah, we'll go with Mr. Pickhead. I think it's a close one. I think it's a difficult one, but yeah.
I think he's got more of a funny gimmick, like, when he falls apart and stuff, where he gets, like, stuffed. I've got two there.
Bo Peep.
Bullseye or something?
Bullseye.
Bullseye is just cute.
I like the Bo Peep.
She gets disappeared by the second film.
She's in the second film, she's not in the third.
Yeah, she just dies. So you're
she comes back and forth, she's not actually dead.
Even though she looks totally different in the third.
Yeah, because she's been on the streets. She's Dadger. Voiced by the Nana of... she's voiced by Mima out of Young Sheldon.
Is she?
Yeah.
Dad, you're not cool, by the way, when you do that, just letting you know that.
I know, I'm just saying, it's just...
The streets.
If it was me,
yeah,
I'm going Bullseye.
Yeah.
I think he's the most fun character, he's one of my favourite characters from Toy Story.
I think he's just the way he acts, he's like a giant dog. Well, not dog, he's not a giant, he's a small dog. Which hand?
Just doesn't
okay.
I've got Slinky.
Jessie. She's really funny, I mean
that's
she's...
hard, because I would have put Slinky through if it wasn't for Jessie. I think Jessie's top three character.
Yeah, I think she has a more like a better backstory.
I would argue she's a better character than Buzz and Woody.
Don't say it for the next year. Jessie has, I think she has a better backstory. Cause she like.
And I really like Slinky Dog. I really like his friendship with.
Pulled down.
With Woody, I like his how he's kind of like his conscience and his thing. I think I think if he'd have been up against.
Ham.
Bullseye or Mr. Potato Head, I think you might be arguing with.
But Jessie just is.
Jessie pips him, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, Slinky.
I've won. I've won all of this. Rex.
Mrs. Potato Head.
What?
Mrs. Potato Head.
Fine, yeah, I can't.
I think you can, I think Rex is better.
Yeah, I think Rex is funny and he's especially.
I think Rex is way better than Mr. Potato Head.
And he's like got a. He meets Rex. Whatever the blue dinosaur's called from.
Trixie.
Trixie.
I think Rex is one of the best characters.
But she never actually gets played as a dinosaur in the film, pattern.
We're going to do that in a second.
Okay. Well, I can see that one. You're not like a, like Michelle's short, okay.
I just picked one. I don't know what you've got.
Rex again.
Mr. Potato Head.
Rex is funny, but I do like Mr. Potato Head a bit better. That's the problem.
So, yeah. I like the whole concept that he's a dinosaur that isn't scary and
true.
Doesn't know how to be scary.
Hello.
And it's all about him trying to be...
Like trying to be like tough.
Yeah, and then he gets like, and the second one is into the games and all that sort of stuff. And Buzz tries to teach him how to roar and stuff like that. I think Mr. Potato Head is probably the funnier character. So if you want to go with that, I'm happy with you to go with that.
Yeah, I'll kill him.
So this is Jessie and Bullseye?
Bullseye, oh god.
And Jessie, I love Bullseye. I think Bullseye's one of the best characters in it.
But Jessie's just funnier.
But Jessie's the better character.
I can't.
Gives us Jessie and Mr. Potato Head in the final.
No, I can't do this with
Jess. So what would you, who would you saying is best?
Okay, so it's Mr. Potato Head.
Okay, so reasons for Mr. Potato Head, let's both do that.
Okay, he's funny. I would say he's winning in the second.
He's got the most adult humour.
Yeah, he's like more
so
sad.
The adults will pick up on his humour a lot more. He has that whole thing with his Mrs. Potato Head and the aliens eventually. In this one, he kind of leads the hatred of Woody.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, Jesse's not in this one, so. You've got to take Mr. Potato Head as a whole as well, aren't we, other films?
I think he's funny, but I think he slowly gets less funny over the films.
Is that because there's more characters, though?
Yeah.
So, that's what we think of him. Jessie.
She's just got such a tragic backstory, too.
But she's also... It's the energy she brings as well.
Yeah, like, she has that hype, like, high energy.
Like, yee-haw.
That femme which you, like, wake up at 3 a.m. just go for
and
a
And then you've got her thing with Buzz.
Yeah.
Got her relationship with Buzz. And
Spanish
Buzz.
Spanish Buzz.
Also how she's like shy and stuff around her.
Also how like they've got the fear of how she's got a fear of being claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Which plays into a short film which she's in.
Yeah, it also plays into the second Toy Story when she gets put in a box.
Yeah.
And then again, like you say, she overcomes it in one of her shorts, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And when they're at the motel. So
I think Jessie wins.
I think Jessie wins. So just, this is just something off the cuff. Who is your top three Toy Story characters out of all films?
Okay, number three, lots of them.
Ooh, good shout.
I have two teddies.
Is this in order?
No.
Okay.
I have two teddies of lots of. I think one's in there and I think one's at mum's. I don't know, I don't actually remember where they're both are.
I didn't know you had two, I just thought you had one.
I had one, but I think, I don't know where I got the second one from. I can't remember where I got it from. I just must have got it from, I think one of my mum's auntie gave it to her, and I think it must have just got mixed up with mine sometime. I'll have to find it someday. And then I think my next one is definitely Jessie. Like, I'm not picking Buzz or Woody out of this because they're,
I agree.
Yeah. And I think, is it Bullseye? I think those three just really are like Bullseye just feels like he'll be like a dog which would always just snuggle up with you to try and get you to go for a walk. Jessie, I found which would be about 3 a.m. just to go for a run around the block and go back to bed. And lots of just want to give him a hug.
Jessie, for some reason as you, I actually think she's the best character in the Toy Story films. And I don't think that's, like I said, I think you could say it's controversial, but I don't think it is. I think she's the standout character. As much as he didn't make it as high, I kind of do like Rex as like a personal favourite.
Would he be part of your gang?
As much as Lotso's cool, I'm kind of swaying towards Ken.
Yeah.
In the third one, I just think he's quite a clever character, like how he's like.
And how Bobby absolutely torched him.
Yeah, I just think he's funny, like how he's like just a bit where at the very end of Toy Story 3, they get this letter and they think it's off Barbie because it's like they're pretty and stuff, and it's actually off Ken.
Oh yeah. We should watch. I want to watch Toy Story for you too.
Like I said, that's my favourite Toy Story.
I want to watch all the Toy.
That would get 5 stars.
Would it?
If we ever covered it off me, it's not a debate.
Which one?
Toy Story 3 is a 5-star.
Well, guess look what film we're doing next year. Toy Story 3.
No, because we'd always do 2 before we do 3.
Okay.
There's other ones we can do. There's so many Pixar films.
That's why we keep the
podcast
going.
So we've got coming up. We've got. I'm not sure which order we're doing. Monsters Inc., Wall-E, and Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
But if you think that if you just start thinking of a Pixar films, you said Up already, you've got Cars.
I know how I
this is not counting sequels. You've got Bugs Life.
Turning Red. Oh no.
Turning Red.
Elemental.
You've got Finding Nemo. Inside Out. Elemental.
I've not seen Elemental.
Brave, which would be an interesting one to do because I don't think you've ever seen that.
I think it's not that good. Apparently.
Incredibles.
Oh, I just don't pick the Incredibles this year.
Do you mean it's like that's just without even really scratching the surface, without thinking of everything?
Hold on to the podcast, we might be doing more Pixar next year.
You could literally do Up, Brave, Incredibles,
yeah.
And then say Finding Nemo. And the following year, you could do Bugs Life.
If we keep the podcast.
Cars. Something like Inside Out. Something else we're not even thinking of.
Yeah, because
it's a really obvious one.
Yeah, Inside Out's getting a sequel, and at some point.
Inside Out, yeah, it's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Trailer looks good to that.
It's got a new emotion, anxiety, which.
There's a few. If you watch, there's a new trailer.
I'll watch that tonight.
It's got like 4 or 5 different.
If you can show me that after we've done the podcast, because.
So yes, so that's our podcast for this week.
I hope
you enjoy. And
check out Dad's Etsy and check out our merch shop. Enjoy, yeah. Cost
and
picture.
Follow us on anywhere on When Harry Met Movies, basically. Thanks a lot.
Bye bye.
Bye now.